Critic Maureen Corrigan says sometimes book reviewing can be dirty work.
This weekend, my assignment was to review those two new male sex fantasy novels, They Whisper by the Pulitzer Prize-winning author Robert Olin Butler and The Fermata by Nicholson Baker. Reading them was like going on consecutive blind dates with two men who weren't my type. Most of the time, I fended off their authorial advances, but every so often I gave in. Their prose was so seductive, so masterful, so messy. Both Butler and Baker enjoy hot sex scenes involving viscous substances like saliva, semen, mother's milk, menstrual blood, urine, and motor oil. Monday morning, I woke up feeling cheap, used, and desperately in need of a steam cleaning. The narrator of Butler's They Whisper is named Ira Holloway, and he's one of those men who talks a lot about how much he loves his wife, despite the torment she's putting him through. In Ira's case, however, both the love and the torment are real. Ira's wife Fiona is having a mental breakdown. The only things that hold her together are her nightly lovemaking sessions with Ira and her belief in an ultra-Orthodox version of Catholicism. For years, Ira has loyally endured listening to what he calls Fiona's catechism of madness. But recent events have made Ira realize he's got to protect his 8-year-old son, John, from Fiona's religious zeal. Large parts of They Whisper are written in the form of stream-of-consciousness recollections about sex. Ira thinks it's essential for him to understand his own sex drive and how it's directed his life. The many women Ira has slept with begin to break into the narrative and speak for themselves. This is Butler's praiseworthy attempt to give these women their own voices. But since they mostly talk about what a great lover Ira is, their monologues don't really diversify the viewpoint very much. Butler is a lush writer, and he makes both Ira's emotional pain and his physical appreciation of women's bodies very vivid. Here, for instance, is Ira's meditation on a woman's lips. They were very full, and they began the morning painted bright poppy red. But with each pucker, the paint grew fainter, and it was as if her lips were slowly undressing for me, and their own true color, their pale, labial pink, began to show through. I'll warn you, though, sometimes Butler's overheated metaphors reach manic meltdown, like when he compares a woman's sexual organs to a head of lettuce. That's when you might want to turn to the Fermata for contrast. Nicholson Baker's descriptions of sex go light on lyricism and heavy on plumbing details. The Fermata reads like an R-rated Twilight Zone episode. A geeky guy named Arno Strine discovers the power to stop time, and while everyone around him is frozen, he takes the opportunity to feel up women and masturbate. That's the whole plot for a sticky 300 pages. To give it its due, the Fermata is sometimes very funny. For example, Arno contracts carpal tunnel syndrome from his overactive handwork. He's also very inventive when it comes to sex. The scenarios he concocts involve lawnmowers, toothbrushes, and staplers. If you're undecided about whether or not you'd like the Fermata, here's a surefire test. See if you can answer this rhetorical question Arno poses halfway through the novel. What else, he asks, was there in the world besides masturbation? If your mind just went blank, you'll love this book.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University. She reviewed They Whisper by Robert Olin Butler and The Fermata by Nicholson Baker.